abundance of charm, as he was for his penchant for mischief. So he flirted outrageously, kissed hands freely, and left every female in his wake certain he would be calling on her with a formal offer of marriage. Casting the occasional glance toward Markham, he noted the exact moment Bartley lured him away, and then crossed the distance with purposeful strides, taking Pell's gloved hand to his lips before the usual throng of avid admirers could encircle her. As he lifted his head, he caught her eyes laughing at him. "Why, Lord Grayson, a woman cannot help but be flattered by such a single-minded approach. Lovely, Isabel, your beauty drew me like a moth to a flame." He tucked her hand around his forearm and led her away for a walk around the dance floor. "Need a respite from the ambitious mothers, I assume?" she asked in her throaty voice. "I'm afraid even my association will not be enough to make you less appealing. You are simply too delicious for words. You shall be the death of one of these poor girls." Gerard breathed a deep sigh of satisfaction, an action which inundated his senses with her lush scent of some exotic flower. They would rub along famously, he knew. He had come to know her well in the years she had been with Markham, and he had always liked her immensely. "I agree, none of these women will do." Pell gave a delicate shrug of her bare shoulders, her pale skin set off beautifully by her dark blue gown and sapphire necklace. "You are young yet, Grayson. Once you are my age, perhaps you will have settled down enough to not completely torment your bride with your appetites." "Or I can marry a mature woman, save myself the effort of altering my habits."
Arching a perfectly shaped brow, she said, "This conversation is leading somewhere, is it not, my lord?"
"I want you, Pell," he said softly. "Desperately. Only an affair will not suffice. Marriage, however, will take care of it nicely."
Soft, husky laughter drifted in the air between them.
"Oh, Grey, I do adore your humour, you know. It is hard to find men so deliciously unabashed in their wickedness." "And it is lamentably hard to find a creature as blatantly sexual as you, my dear Isabel. I'm afraid you are quite unique and therefore irreplaceable for my needs."
She shot him a sidelong glance.
"I was under the impression you were keeping that actress, the pretty one who can't remember her lines."
Gerard smiled.
"Yes, that's true. All of it."
Anne could not act to save her life. Her talents lay in other, more carnal activities.
"And honestly, Grey, you are too young for me. I'm 26, you know. And you are..."
She raked him with a narrowed glance.
"Well, you are delectable, but I am 22 and could ride you well, Pell, never doubt it. However, you misunderstand. I have a mistress. In fact, two, and you have Markham." "Yes, and I am not quite finished with him." "Keep him. I have no objections." "I am relieved to have your approval," she said dryly, and then she laughed again, a sound Grey had always enjoyed. "You are quite mad."
"Over you, Pell, definitely. Have been from the first."
"But you've no wish to bed me."
He looked at her with pure male appreciation, taking in the ripe swell of her breasts above the low bodice.
"And now I did not say that. You are a beautiful woman, and I am an amorous man. However, since we are to be bound together, when we decide to fall into bed with one another is moot, yes? We shall have a lifetime to make that leap, if we decide it would be mutually enjoyable."
"Are you in your cups?" she asked, frowning.
"No, Isabel."
Pell stopped, forcing him to stop with her. She stared up at him and then shook her head.
"If you are serious..."
"There you are!"
called a voice behind them. Gerard bit back a curse.